Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Three more people have been charged in connection with Wednesday's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports among them are two men identified from widely circulated images from the attacks.
Jacob Anthony Chansley, Adam Johnson, and Derek Evans were charged in a federal court Saturday for their alleged actions during the breach. Both Johnson and Chansley, who's also known as Jake Angeli, were identified in some of the day's more ingrained images. Chansley is said to be the QAnon supporter in a headdress and face paint. Johnson, the man who took the speaker's lectern. Evans, who was a newly elected member of West Virginia's House of Delegates, streamed his participation on Facebook. He resigned Saturday. All three face charges related to storming the Capitol building. Johnson also faces a theft charge. At least 13 others have been charged with federal crimes. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
And Johnson and Chansley are in custody. Evans has been released on his own recognizance. The distribution of COVID-19 vaccines has been sporadic, if at times chaotic, these past few weeks. But as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, some rural areas are doing well.
Some rural counties are reporting they've vaccinated almost all their frontline workers and vulnerable populations in this first phase. Several rural states have also been leading in per capita vaccination rates, but health officials caution against reading too much into these numbers. They may just be reporting faster. The National Rural Health Association's Alan Morgan says providers need the federal government to be more transparent and forthcoming with data.
What I'm really concerned about is in going forward into April and May, when the general populations can obtain this, where will rural be at that point?
Still, Morgan says states that prioritized getting the vaccine to rural areas are so far having more successful distribution rollouts. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
And as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases soars around the country, with deaths from COVID-19 topping 370,000, California officials say the crisis there is getting worse, with a record number of deaths and hospitalizations soaring. Dr. Sam Torbati is medical director of the ER at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. He says the staff is exhausted physically and mentally.
Their illness is so severe. It is so profound. It takes so much effort and energy to take care of them.
Caroline Brandenberger is a COVID unit nurse in Orange County, California.
They fight every day and they struggle to breathe every day, even with tons of oxygen. And then you just see them die. They just die and they fight dying. And it's so sad.
There have been nearly 22 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. since the pandemic began, according to Johns Hopkins University. This is NPR. After several incidents of unruly passengers out of D.C. airports in recent days, that was after the riots at the U.S. Capitol, the Federal Aviation Administration is now threatening to pursue action against anyone who endangers the safety of a flight. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon says the penalties for interfering with crews range from fines up to $35,000 to jail time. Recent incidents include American Airlines captain threatening to land a Washington, D.C. to Phoenix flight in Kansas if passengers chanting USA didn't behave. More than 3 weeks after Oregon's commercial Dungeness crab season opened, crab boats are finally preparing to head out to sea. Brian Bull from member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, has more.
Haggling over the opening price was the holdup. Processors and fishermen agreed to $2.75 per pound Friday night. Laurie Steele of the West Coast Seafood Processors Association can't recall when it's taken this long to reach a deal.
Obviously, with this year, the impacts of the pandemic are certainly on the forefront.
Antoinette Dixon of the Newport Fishermen's Wives Group says the delay has been hard on crabbing families.
People are really struggling. It's difficult to have to sit and wait when the season is open.
Dungeness crab is Oregon's biggest commercial fishing commodity. 10,000 tons were harvested last year, valued at $72 million. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.